Welcome back to the Popcorn Hour. I'm James. That's Matt. Today we're obviously going to be talking about box office numbers, Robert Edgar's Werewolf, news on Monsters Season 3, news about Michael Caine and The Rock and The Smashing Machine, and we have obviously more news to come, but that's like our headliners so far. You want to start off what you watched?
Yeah.
Since we last filmed?
I have seemed to have watched quite a bit last couple days. So Captain America, the First Avenger, Captain America, Winter Soldier. I passively watched The Dark Knight. I watched Zack Snyder's Justice League, the whole thing, all 4 hours.
Mm-hmm. How many times have you seen it now? Three?
Three. Yeah. That was my third time watching it.
Did you pause it at all?
No, I just kind of let it run. I had Jackson that day. He stayed home from daycare. So we kind of, I just put it on and, you know, played with him and just had it on. I watched The Ringer. Mm. It's a great movie. And then Doctor Strange last night. So, yeah.
I didn't log it because I feel like I didn't watch enough of it, or I didn't pay attention enough. The Hangover. It's a classic.
Mm-hmm.
It's an enjoyable trilogy. And then I watched probably one of the greatest cinematic masterpieces of all time, Pinocchio 3000.
What?
It's a really bad movie. It's really bad. Really stupid. But I used to really love it when I was like a child.
What is that even on?
DVD.
Oh. Okay.
One of my friends had, he was like, oh, yo, I haven't seen that movie in like 10 years. So I just watched it.
I've never watched. I didn't even know that was a movie.
Howie Mandel's in it.
Is he?
Yep. So is it doesn't have like a big cast, but the guy that plays Alex from A Clockwork Orange is Geppetto, I think. Or no, he's the villain.
Okay.
And then Whoopi Goldberg is in it.
That's such a weird cast. Okay.
Yeah. It's a bad, it's really bad.
Yeah.
It's a really dumb movie.
It sounds like
don't watch it.
Okay.
I don't know how you haven't, you've probably seen it when I watched it, you just don't remember.
It's possible, yeah.
Because I watched it a lot, I think. But that's a, it's a really, it's a bad movie.
Yeah.
Don't watch it. So let's just get right into the box office.
No, okay. I forgot. I did passively watch Tropic Thunder.
Mm-hmm.
And one thing I realized that I've never realized before, but they have First Cavalry patches on.
Oh.
Yeah, so that was a cool little moment. That's my first cap patch. That was pretty cool.
Did you read the script? No, script read to me.
Yeah, that's funny.
I don't drop character until I do the DVD commentary.
Also, before I forget, I wanted to say this the other day, but I totally forgot. So Jackson came home from daycare one day and was kind of doing like, he was saying rock, paper, scissors.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, are they teaching you rock, paper, scissors? He's three. And he said, yeah. I was like, okay, you want to play rock, paper, scissors? Yeah. So I kind of wanted to make sure he understood the rules. Mm-hmm. Again, he's three. So you're kind of going through everything, like what beats what, things like that. And then I was like, you got it? And he said, yeah. All right, let's go. And so he does rock, paper, scissors, shoot. But when we did it the first time, he waited until I put out my choice. So I put scissors and then he put out scissors and he's like, I win. And I was like, what do you mean you win? And I was like, okay, whatever. Let's try it again. And I explained the rules again. And then, this time it's the exact same thing. Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. I put out paper and then he puts out paper and he's like, I win. And I'm like, okay, what, why do you win? And he's like, because why? Because I win. And I was like, all right, yep, you win. Because almost verbatim from Big Daddy when they're playing poker.
Mm-hmm.
And so I died laughing. I was like, yep, you win. You got it. So that was just a funny story.
I like that scene in Big Daddy when they're like Adam Sandler's holding up the cards for Frankenstein and Rob Schneider's character. And Rob Schneider gets like run and then Frankenstein got like gubernatorial or something.
Yeah.
And then he's like, oh, why does he get the easy ones?
Yeah, that's so. That's or such a good
when
movie.
He's like, he wants to go to McDonald's breakfast.
Yeah,
and they wake up too late, and he's like, oh, why do they do it so early? So starting off with the box office numbers, The Conjuring: Last Rites is obviously number one, $84 million, and in total, $227 million.
I've heard that's not doing like it's obviously it's doing well in the box office, but as far as like the story goes, it's not that great.
Mm.
It seems like overdone is what I keep seeing.
I'm not a fan of The Conjuring, which
I am.
I guess this can kind of go into one of my newest things. Apparently, well, they're in production for a Conjuring TV show.
Yes.
So I think people are really going to get burnt out. Hamilton re-release is at number two, $10 million.
Okay.
In total, 12. Number three is Weapons at $5.2 million, and in total, $252 million.
Nice.
Number four is Freakier Friday, $3.9 million, and in total, $120 million. Still going, I guess. Number five is Caught Stealing at $3.2 million, and in total, $15 million. Fantastic Four: First Steps is at number six with $2.87 million, and in total, $510 million.
Hmm.
Number seven is The Roses, $2.75 million, and in total, $9 million. Number eight is Bad Guys 2, $2.5 million, and in total, $75 million. Number nine is Light of the World, $2.4 million, and in total, $6 million. Number 10 is Superman, just under $1 million, and total.
What's the total?
$620 million.
Nice. Okay.
I told you it was gonna hit. I told you it was gonna break it.
I saw today that they released that 527,000 households watched Superman in the first 3 days.
Wow.
And I'm one of those. Three times over.
You've seen it three times? Since you bought it?
Maybe two. I watched it by myself, and then I watched it with Elizabeth. Yeah, two.
Wow.
Two times.
How many times have you seen it total?
Three.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
Number 11 is Jaws, the re-release. Actually, the exact same number as Superman. Just under $1 million. 0.97 million. And in total, 491. Number 12 is Splitsville at 800,000, 3 million total. Nobody 2 is dropped significantly, 320,000, and in total, 22 million.
Wow.
The Naked Gun is at 500,000 and 51 total. And you'll never guess what number 15 is.
Lilo and Stitch.
Jurassic World.
Still?
Still in theaters.
Oh my gosh.
500,000, and in total, this is not right. But I'm not going to say that because I know that's not right. F1 the movie, still kicking it somewhere. 400,000 and a total 575.
Okay. Interesting.
Wow. That's crazy. And well, number 18, the last one is, actually, well, not the last one, is Honey Don't at 900,000.
That's already on Prime Video.
Yeah. That's crazy.
Yeah.
And in total, $10 million. And then we have Together is 200,000 and 21 total. 21 million.
That's crazy.
Yeah. I feel like Honey Don't just got released like last week.
Yeah.
And then tomorrow releasing, or well, technically when this episode comes out, is The Long Walk.
I only want to watch it on a treadmill.
Yeah, now I want to do the treadmill thing. I'm almost tempted to wait for it to come out on streaming, just so I can watch it while on the treadmill.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
All right. Well, what's your first thing in news?
So, my first thing is Robert Eggers, who directed The Northman, The Witch, The Lighthouse, and Nosferatu. His next movie is Werewolf, and they just started production.
Nice. So I'm excited for that one.
Let me guess who's going to be in it. Willem Dafoe.
Yeah. Maybe even Robert Pattinson. Probably. Doubtful.
I think it'd be interesting.
Yeah.
If he plays a bat in one movie and plays a werewolf.
Yeah.
Or plays in a movie with a werewolf.
That would be very interesting. I don't know. I'm excited for it.
Yeah. I like Robert Eggers. He's got a really cool horror vision.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm really excited to see what he does with this. Because nice. I love the Universal Monsters, so this is going to be like his spin on Wolfman, I guess. Even though we did get a Wolfman movie this year that wasn't
Have you watched it?
Yeah, I didn't like it.
You didn't? Oh.
Did you watch it?
No, I keep seeing it on Prime, maybe. And I just haven't gotten around to watching it yet. I did want to watch it. The trailer seemed pretty interesting.
I didn't really care for it that much.
Mm. I'll probably watch it at some point.
Yeah, what's your first
piece of news? So we got the first trailer for Monster Season 3 with Charlie Hunnam as Ed Gein. Have you watched that? Uh-uh. It's creepy. It is so creepy, and it'll be so interesting to see how Charlie Hunnam like
does this type of role.
Yeah, because it's complete. Like they're in the trailer, he talks a little bit, and it's very, very interesting. It's very different than what he's done ever. Right.
It's kind of like how Jeremy Renner played Dahmer. Everyone yeah. forgets about that.
Yeah.
But, yeah. Jeremy Renner played Dahmer in the movie Dahmer. I think it was just called Dahmer.
Not Jeremy Renner.
Yeah.
In the movie Dahmer?
Yeah.
Where it's like when he's in school?
No, that's My Friend Dahmer.
Oh, okay, okay.
That was the dude from Disney Channel.
Yes. Okay. That's what I was thought. That's what I thought you were talking about, not
Dahmer. You didn't know Jeremy Renner played him?
No.
Yeah. Actually, I don't even... I think it came out... I feel like it was like the early 2000s.
Oh, yeah. Then no. Because I've only watched the My Friend Dahmer, which I didn't like, and then the Monster Season 1 mm-hmm. with... what is his name? Evan Peters.
Yeah. Evan yeah. Peters is a...
He's a great horror yeah. actor.
And, I mean, it kind of sucks because of how, like, he said that was a terrible experience for him.
But I mean, it makes sense. He would not
do that again. So.
That 100% makes sense.
Yeah. I mean, he's kind of taken a step back. Yeah, Dahmer was released in 2002. Jeremy Renner.
Oh, I've never seen that. I didn't even know that existed.
Yeah, it's a... Not a lot of people like it.
Yeah.
But, yep.
Okay. Actually, with that, Charlie Hunnam is actually going to stay in this Monster Season universe. He will be a character in Season 4 about Lizzie Borden.
Okay.
So, that'll be interesting. For him to play Ed Gein and then play a completely different character in, like, the same type of series.
Yeah, that would be interesting. Mm-hmm. I think the last thing that Charlie Hunnam did that I was like that was, like, really, really, really good was, like, The Gentleman.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he did a good job with that.
5 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I need to rewatch that because I watched it on a plane.
I like that movie a lot.
Yeah, it is
a
really
That is my movie. Favorite Guy Ritchie
Really?
Movie, I think.
Hmm. Okay.
And then, so I have Zombie Plane is a movie coming out in November, and it's on a flight that takes place from Sydney to Los Angeles that is overtaken by zombies, and the cast members are Chuck Norris and Ice-T. Those are the two biggest names a part of it. So.
That sounds horrible.
Yeah. We'll see how that goes.
Anything on like when it'll come out or
just a November release
of this year?
Mm-hmm. I think it's this year.
Interesting. Okay. That's weird.
Yep.
All right. Jeremy Allen White is in talks to star in the movie Airmen by A24 with Ben Stiller. He's set to direct it. I'm excited for that.
Ben Stiller is a really underrated director.
Yeah.
He's done just a wide genre, like even with the few movies that he has under his belt, mm-hmm. like Tropic Thunder Zoolander mm-hmm. compared to Secret Life of Walter Mitty.
Yeah.
What?
Completely, just total opposites.
Yeah. But both those movies are hilarious.
Yeah. So Airmen is survival movie. It centers around a downed airman during the World War II. Occupied France, and he must evade capture while working alongside a French resistance group. So having this type of movie, I think, will be really, really good. Yeah. I think the dialogue is going to be really good as well.
My next thing is not really like a big news thing, but apparently Tom Holland says that every 2 weeks he has to get a new suit for Spider-Man.
Really?
Yeah.
That's weird. Why? So,
I have no idea. That is really weird, though.
Mm.
Wonder if it's because of, like,
the scene itself. It's probably itself? The
stunt work.
Probably.
Because you're gonna wear through a few suits.
Yeah.
Especially Spider-Man with how, like, agile he has to be.
And with
what I hope that means is it's because the practicalness that they're going for, like the practical swinging that we saw.
Mm-hmm.
So I hope that's why they have to switch them out.
Hmm. That's cool.
Yeah.
All right. The DC's Dynamic Duo script is being rewritten. The story follows Dick Grayson and Jason Todd as orphan thieves, and they call themselves the Dynamic Duo. This is going to be produced by Matt Reeves and James Gunn, and we'll use a mixture of animation, puppets, and CGI. When I first saw that, I was not happy.
Really?
Yeah. I'm okay with the animation.
The puppets?
The puppets thing is going to be weird. I don't know
how
that's going to look.
It's definitely going to be different.
Yeah, I definitely think it'll look completely different than what we've seen in the past, but I'm excited to see a project with Dick Grayson as Nightwing
and Jason Todd
as Red Hood. That'll be so cool, and I wish we got more Jason Todd stuff. He's my favorite Robin.
Really?
Mm-hmm. His story is just so good.
I think he has, like, the best singular story, mm-hmm. but, like, overall his story gets, like, ruined a lot because they keep, like, changing stuff, retconning it.
Yeah.
But, like, he has my favorite probably just, like, standalone story.
Yeah.
Because that's a really good comic.
Yeah. And the Under the Red Hood is such a good animated movie.
Yeah. It's, for the DCAU, like, the animated stuff, it's definitely on my top three, mm-hmm. if not one.
Yeah. It's definitely my favorite animated Batman movie.
I have Paramount and Legendary Entertainment and Capcom are teaming up on another Street Fighter film, part of a 3-year distribution thing.
What does that entail?
I wonder if they're going to do a live action Marvel, or not Marvel.
Marvel versus Capcom?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Something like that.
I don't think I want that. I don't care for these. Like, Mortal Kombat, like, the first one wasn't really Mortal Kombat.
No.
This one will be interesting because it will follow actual Mortal Kombat.
Yeah.
But, like,
Carl Urban has just, like, forgotten how to do an American accent. I like Carl Urban a lot, but, like, his accent in the trailer is really bad.
Mm-hmm.
Which I guess could be kind of intentional, I guess you could say, for the character of Johnny Cage.
Mm-hmm.
Because you could say, like, oh, it's, like, a parody of foreign actors with bad American accents or whatever.
Yeah, but maybe.
That might be a bit of a stretch.
I don't know. I just, those types of movies, like Street Fighter, as like a wrestling fan, I'm excited to see Cody Rhodes and Roman Reigns in it. But that's mm-hmm. like, Street Fighter has a weird cast altogether.
Yeah.
Like, it's just very different people, which I guess Street Fighter, like, the characters are very different. So it'll be interesting to see, but I don't know. I don't even know if I'll watch it in theaters. I'm not sure.
I don't.
Or at least not when it first comes out. If it gets good reviews, I might go watch it.
I think it'll be entertaining.
Yeah.
I think it'll be just kind of like something to watch. So we also have some, like, I'm just going to say this, like, overall, like, announcement for movies that are coming out this fall, because it is pretty stacked. Wake Up Dead Man, the Knives Out mystery. And then there's Avatar, Fire and Ash. And then we got the Smashing Machine, him. That's already, like, just a stacked list. And mm-hmm. then obviously your most anticipated for the year, Wicked for Good.
Yeah, absolutely not. No. I just don't like
The Wizard of Oz.
Wizard of Oz at all. It's just, I mean, it's a good movie overall.
You've seen Wizard of Oz?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I thought you said that you've never seen anything related.
So anything after. So, like, I didn't watch the one
Oz, Brave and Powerful, whatever it was called, with James Franco.
Yeah, I didn't. Is that the one with Mila Kunis as well?
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't watch that.
I watched that in theaters.
I didn't watch Wicked. We probably will watch it because Elizabeth's been wanting to watch it.
There was a sequel to Wizard of Oz in, like, the 50s. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I didn't watch that. I watched the original Wizard of Oz.
Do you want to explain why you hate the Wizard of Oz?
Yeah, because I grew up in Kansas, so anywhere outside of Kansas that I go to and I tell people that I'm from Kansas, I get the same response or the same question. Where's Toto? And where's your ruby red slippers? And then do you know Dorothy? Like, those are like the top three questions I get. I also get...
Where's the Yellow Brick Road?
Yeah, where's the Yellow Brick Road? Or you're not in Kansas anymore.
I hope our comments are flooded with...
Those types of things? Yeah I hope not. Because that's just...
That's a good bit.
It's not. It's horrible. It's like growing up with that and just like meeting people, especially in the Army. Like, they're, you know, you meet people all the time and tell them where you're from, and then they get those types of questions or responses, and it's really just, it's old. It's an old trick, you know.
Have you heard of Dark Side of the Rainbow?
No.
So there's a weird thing. Pink Floyd released an album called Dark Side of the Moon.
Yes.
And okay. If you start the album and you start The Wizard of Oz, put The Wizard of Oz on silent, put it on mute it, there it is, and play Dark Side of the Moon, mm-hmm. It like syncs up perfectly with the movie. Don't know who came up with that, but that's interesting. And also, do you know how they did the shot where Dorothy walks into color?
Two cameras?
One shot, all in camera. So what happens is the cabin inside is painted brown, mm-hmm. and her clothes are brown. So when you see her, you don't actually see her face. Mm-hmm. You just see the back of her head, and her clothes are brown. And then she opens the door and then kind of walks out of frame. And then the real Dorothy walks into frame wearing her normal clothes, and it looks like she's walking into color.
Oh, that's neat. That's neat for, like, especially that... Yeah. Time when the movie actually came out. That's mm-hmm. cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. Still don't like the movie, though.
They used something weird for the snow. Or, like...
Asbestos.
Yeah, they used asbestos.
Yeah. Back then, like, nobody cared about their health, it seemed like, back then.
Or they just didn't have, like, no one had HR departments.
Yeah. I think the... Like, the person hanging in the background is such a,
like, that's a weird iconic. One. I forgot about that one.
Yeah, it's just such an iconic, what's the term? The,
like,
conspiracy
hidden.
Theory.
Yeah. Well, there's also, I don't know why that reminded me. You know that there's a, like a serial killer in The Exorcist? He does, like, her MRI scan. That person, like, really killed people.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
One of them. There's two people in the scene.
That's so weird. There's so many conspiracy theories regarding movies.
Oh, like the one about Teen Wolf. Of the dude that like flashes himself. You haven't seen that? Mm-mm. And like the final ending shot of Teen Wolf. The one with Michael J. Fox. Mm-hmm. It in like the top left, it looks like a dude like goes to clap and is like has his hands up. And it looks like he just fully exposes himself. But... because of the formatting and how film is done, they shoot wide so they can crop in. And they released the uncropped like footage for like the ending scene. Mm-hmm. And you can see it's just like an older woman. Like when she raises her hands up, she's wearing like a sweater. She's wearing like a sweater that's like tucked in. Mm-hmm. And then when she like puts her hands up, she realizes that like her like fly is down or something. And it was just her sweater.
That's weird.
Yeah.
It's kind of confusing to understand.
Yeah.
Huh. Okay.
Yeah, there's a lot.
Like, yeah, there's a lot of weird ones. Like the, especially like the ghost ones where, I can't remember what movie it is, but there's like the theory that there's like a ghost boy in the background of the shot. It's like in a...
Yeah, I think I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, I can't remember what movie that is.
There's a Netflix documentary with something like that.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you want to wait a little bit, or do you want to go into our...
Yeah, we can do break? That, yeah.
Okay, you want to do cards first?
Yeah.
Okay. You want me to go first, or you?
I'll go first. All right, and which Wes Anderson movie does Bill Murray not appear in? Mm-hmm. Moonrise Kingdom, The Grand Budapest Hotel, Bottle Rocket, Isle of Dogs.
Moonrise?
No.
I think he's in Isle of Dogs. Isle of the Dogs.
No.
He's in Grand Budapest.
Yeah, it's Bottle Rocket.
Didn't I give you that question last time?
No. Maybe.
I looked at it.
I don't know. There were some questions when I was looking through that I've seen before. What is Jack Jack's real name in The Incredibles? Jack Jackson Parr, John Johnson Parr, Jack Johnson Parr, John Jackson Parr.
It's the last one.
Yeah, John Jackson Parr. How do you know that?
Because I think I gave you that one.
Oh.
What I've seen it.
Oh, maybe we have done these before. What inspired George Lucas for creating Chewbacca?
Wait, these are the five. These are the cards I gave you last time.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it's his dog.
Yeah. What Alfred Hitchcock's psychological horror thriller Psycho was released in what year?
What are the options? 1950,
1955,
1960,
1962.
62.
No.
60.
Yep. How many Piston Cups has Lightning McQueen won?
He did what in his cap? That is a funny joke from that movie that no one ever talks about.
Yeah.
And I almost gave you an Alfred Hitchcock question. Two?
No.
Four.
Seven. Yeah.
Ah. I did pretty bad.
Yeah, for thinking that you gave me those questions.
I gave you some of them. I think I gave you the Jack Jack question.
Maybe.
Okay. David Fincher directed which big hit film in 2010? Black Swan, Social Network, Tangled, or True Grit?
Social Network.
Yep. Great movie. What's the name of Harry Potter's owl?
Hedwig.
Yep. Okay, this is the one that was... This is phrased weird.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just going to say how it is, and then if you don't get it, then I'll change it. Which year does Marty travel to back... Whoa. What year does Marty travel to in Back to the Future Part 3? When he goes to the present. What's the present time in Back to the Future?
Isn't it 2015?
No, the present time. Like, the time they live in.
Oh. What are the options?
1985... Oh. I've completely messed up this card. What year does Marty travel to in Back to the Future 3? 1885, 1995, 1935, or 1955?
Say that one more time.
The question or the answers?
The question.
What year does Marty travel to in Back to the Future 3?
What are the...
1885, 1895, 1935, or 1955?
1885.
Yeah, because it's 100 years prior, yes. And then in 1955 is the first movie.
Yeah.
When I first read this, I wasn't paying attention, and I thought it was, what year does he travel to at the end of the movie?
Mm.
Like, back to the present?
Yeah. Because
I just saw the 85, I was like, that doesn't make sense.
Hmm.
How many Ice Age films are there? 2, 3, 4, or 5?
5, about to be 6.
Yep. Christian Bale plays Patrick Bateman in American Psycho. And what is his job?
What are the answers?
Mortgage broker, architect, commercial real estate agent, or investment broker?
Investment broker.
I meant investment banker, but that is correct.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You get that one really quickly.
Yeah.
I was surprised you got that one that fast. I thought you were going to say real estate agent.
For some reason. Yeah. No. I actually know that one. All right, so movie quotes. Oof. 3. So we'll do, the night is darkest just before the dawn.
Dark night?
Yeah, how do you know that?
Is that what Commissioner Gordon says towards the end?
Yeah. Something?
Yeah, and then he's like, he's the hero that we needed, not the one that we deserved. He's our silent guardian, our watchful protector, the dark night.
That's so crazy that you know that word
for I don't know why I know that.
Yeah, that's
word
weird.
For word, bar for bar, band for band.
All right, a boy's best friend is his mother.
Oh, I feel like I watched this recently.
I don't think you have.
It sounds... A boy's best friend is his mother. Is it Boyhood?
No.
Have I seen this year?
This year, probably not.
Have you seen this year?
No.
Wow. Live action?
Yes, but I might watch it next month.
It's IP?
No.
Critically acclaimed?
Maybe.
Pre or post 2010?
Wait. It's old. It's an old movie. A boy's best friend is his mother. Think horror.
Before or after the 60s? Wow.
Yeah, okay. I actually don't remember when it comes out.
Is it Psycho?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, okay. That makes more sense.
Yep. And let's see.
Alfred Hitchcock. Wow, I almost got a card. You said one.
Mm-hmm. Open the pod bay doors.
Hal.
Yeah.
2001, A Space Odyssey.
There you go.
Greatest looking movie of all time. Open the pod bay doors, Hal. Open the pod bay doors. I feel like you should get this one instantly. Don't do anything stupid till I get back.
Oh, Captain America, the First Avenger, or Endgame, or... Yeah.
Civil War. I didn't even have to finish it. The rest of it was, how can I? You're taking on the stupid with you.
Yeah.
It's a strange case from the start. A case with a hole in the center. A donut.
Knives Out.
Yeah. Wow. How did you get that?
Because I just watched it.
I know.
It was such a... Well, that one...
They said the donut a lot. He's like,
yeah, well,
it's like a donut.
So the... When I was watching it, Jackson stayed home from daycare that day. And so we were playing on the floor. And like I heard that line and I looked up and I was like, that's a very interesting line to use.
Yeah. It...
That one kind of stuck off. With me.
Threw me off, and I kind of forgot about that. But dreams feel real when you're in them. It's only when you're awake that you realize something was actually strange.
Inception.
Yep.
Okay.
Wow, you did really good on that one.
Yeah, even though normally I do absolutely horrible. All right, back to it. The biopic, Christie.
But that scene in Inception... When he's like, think about it. You don't remember the start of a dream. And she's like, I guess. And he goes, how did you get here?
Yeah.
And then she's like, what? And he's like, how did you get here?
Yeah, it kind of makes you think.
Are we dreaming?
It is a thing. It's a movie where you have to think about your own life. Yeah. Even though overall I didn't care for that movie. All right. The biopic Christie with Sydney Sweeney. Debuted at 65% on Rotten Tomatoes with 17 reviews. I know you don't care for Rotten Tomatoes. You don't find their...
So, how Rotten Tomatoes does their scoring is... It's not based on how much they like it. It's how much they would recommend it.
Oh,
okay. So, they either give a fresh or a rotten.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if they want to recommend it. So, it's a scale of recommendation. But people think it's a scale of, like... critical.
So why is that the most common...
I have no idea.
Commonly used way of figuring out if a movie's good or not.
I have no idea why. It's really weird because I feel like there's a lot of movies that are really, really good that I would not suggest to a lot of people because they are dark. Like Beautiful Boy, that is a sad, messed up movie that I probably would not recommend people to watch.
Yeah.
Or Manchester by the Sea. I probably wouldn't really recommend people to watch, even though I love both those movies and they're both amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Those are dark.
They're very dark movies.
So, I mean, that's why like a lot of MCU movies are so highly like rated.
Mm-hmm.
It's because they're anyone can watch it, really.
Right. Yeah, that's true. Okay. And
Letterboxd now is becoming the one.
Right. Yeah, I've seen a lot more people use Letterboxd nowadays, and I actually like it a lot now that I know how to use it.
Just like, I love Letterboxd.
Yeah, I do too. All right. So last week we talked about how the Rock had lost a bunch of weight. Mm-hmm. He actually revealed that he's going to be in a new movie called Lizard Music.
And guess who's directing it?
Benny Safdie. Yeah.
Who's also directing Smashing Machine.
Yeah, so this story follows a boy who discovers intelligent alien lizard musicians living on Earth. The boy teams up with Chicken Man, who's going to be The Rock's character, to uncover the truth about the lizards. And The Rock is going to play a 70-year-old man whose best friend is a chicken. Hence, Chicken Man. What?
I'm sorry?
Yeah, I don't understand that whole thing. It's really weird.
Okay.
I don't know how I feel about that.
Chicken Man?
Chicken Man. like in Toy Story 2.
Yeah.
The Chicken Man.
That's a good one. I like Wheezy.
Yeah.
Okay. That is, I saw that and I was like, okay. Didn't know that that's what it was about.
No, I, yeah, I read it and I was like, that sounds like a weird movie. And it, I mean, I don't know, maybe it's going to be like, based off of the information I have, this movie doesn't look like it's going to be any good, but who knows? And especially like with just this information and what The Rock was saying during the film festival, where he's going to actually take more care into the roles that he chooses.
Yeah.
And not necessarily like just say yes to any movie. I don't know.
Yeah.
Guess I'll wait and see when more information comes out.
Yeah. All right. That's something.
Yeah.
That's such a weird movie to do after Smashing Machine.
It is really weird. I thought it was going to be I first saw that he's going to play a 70-year-old man, and I was like, okay, well, because isn't he supposed to do the movie, the Hawaiian mob boss type of movie? Or no?
That was Scorsese.
Yeah, but he is in that movie, right?
Yeah, he's supposed to be.
So that's what I thought this movie, the reason why he's going to start that movie. But I guess not. So it's really weird.
Okay.
Yeah.
Chicken Man.
Chicken Man.
Chicken Man. That's Gustavo Fring. Mm-hmm. I believe they call him Chicken Man in Breaking Bad.
Mm.
Or no, I think they call him that in Better Call Saul.
Mm.
The Chicken Man.
Okay. Do you have anything else?
No, those were all my biggest stuff. The other stuff I didn't really care about.
Okay.
It just was minimal.
So the last thing I have is they're making a Last Witch Hunter 2. Vin Diesel's returning. But also, Michael Caine, who is 92 years old, is coming out of retirement to do this film.
Yeah. Did you like the first one?
I didn't watch it.
Really?
Yeah.
It feels like it was... That the first one feels like it's a sequel
to
something. So it's a little weird how it starts. It was pretty forgettable.
Hmm.
It was average.
I thought about watching it when I saw that it's going to make it a sequel, but...
I remember it kind of reminded me of the Jeremy Renner, Hansel and Gretel.
Oh, yeah. I did watch that one.
I liked it.
Yeah. It's like,
I don't remember it being very good, but I liked it.
Yeah. It's one of those just enjoyable movies that you can just throw on. And
it also reminded me of The Brothers Grimm.
I saw that. I didn't watch it. I saw it recently. I didn't watch it, though.
But what does that mean?
I saw it on a streaming app.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's on Paramount.
I have DVD somewhere.
Mm. Yeah, I wonder why Michael Caine chose this role to return to. Maybe I'll go watch the original or the first one, and then maybe you can see why he chooses to return for this one.
Yeah, I kind of hope that he would return for something bigger if he did. Maybe even in The Odyssey.
Mm.
I don't know how taxing, if it'd be a little too taxing for him, but I'm excited. I'll watch it just because he's coming back.
Mm-hmm.
But,
okay. Well, that's all the news I had.
Yeah. Join us Tuesday for our episode. Do you want to say what our episode is?
Yeah, we're covering the Dark Knight trilogy.
Yep.
All three of them.
All right. Well, we'll meet again. Don't know where. Don't know when.